Good evening. I'm Pamela Garlick, Communications Director at Law Students in Court, filling in for Ananda Leaks. I'm speaking with Tim Davis, an artist and teacher and owner-director of International Visions Gallery here on Connecticut Avenue in Washington, D.C. We love Tim's work, and we feature three of his pieces in our communications, and so we just thought that it's time to meet him. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, Tim.
Thank you, Pamela. Glad to do it.
You have a very interesting resume, artist, teacher, and gallery director. Wow. Would you mind giving us a quick tour?
Sure. Just to talk a little bit about my life, basically I started off as an artist, and from that got my degree in teaching, and I also decided about 18 years ago that I wanted to open up a gallery, and so I've been working as a gallerist and a teacher and an artist in every particular area. Some of the work that you see in the background is some of my work that you'll see.
I was actually really drawn to your work in researching local artists because I associate many of the themes and the emotions that we deal with at Law Students in Court. I saw them in your work. I saw themes of vulnerability and potential and empowerment and, you know, families and kids. So I was just wondering if you could talk a bit about that.
Sure. My work has been always a journey of my life and experiences that were in my life. And so people are real. Even though they don't have faces, they are real. The people are people that I have experienced, people I have grown up with, and also things that are dear to me. Family is very dear to me, as well as the problems in society, you know, the dysfunction, the injustice, all those things that are resonate in my community has always been some part of me. So that's why my work is diverse in many ways, but at the same time has a meaning, a lot of meaning.
It's interesting you mention that, because in your artist statement, you talk about creating tension in your compositions, and I thought that was really interesting.
Yes.
And you mentioned the presence of a person or stylized figures that represent people, mm-hmm. but not people themselves. So it just seemed a little mysterious. What's behind all that?
So a lot of the individuals are faceless, and I always want to give the back to the individual to actually see what they see. So I want to give my audience or people a chance to actually engage. But also higher than that, I like to try to catch the essence of a person or the essence of the spirit of the person. And I always felt that's more important than putting a smile on someone's face or putting a frown on someone's face or even the eyes that dictate so much. And the spirit is more in touch with inside. And so the inside hopefully is coming out on the surface of the painting or the surface of the glass or the surface of the wood that I'm working with. And I love mixed media, so I'm always transcending a particular piece in many different ways. So a lot of the faceless individuals are the spirit of the individuals or the capturing the essence of the person. So that's kind of my higher thinking.
And what I noticed is that you do quite a few series as well.
Yes.
Where you have similar characters but in different environments or different situations.
Right, like something like this particular piece that's in the background, this actually was a piece that was dual, because this is images of, it's called Waiting, and it has to do with individuals waiting for the bus, which is a thing that was captured in the South. It's one of those areas that people are always waiting on the bus and it always never comes, so it's like they're still waiting, that's what this is called. And this is a dual image because this picture was, the photo was actually taken in Cuba. So I wanted to combine those two areas together. And so I take a lot of photos. I'm a photographer as well as a painter. So that always transcends. So a lot of these are photo based at the beginning. Yes.
They're really very vivid and very colorful. And yet,
thank you.
Some of this new work has a real different departure. So I was wondering if you could maybe speak a little bit about it.
Yeah, the new work, you will see not the face, but I'm using, like in this particular case, the shape of America as the focal point or the main character, because right now with things changing so rapidly in our society, I decided that I need to even speak louder and more clear on some issues that are there. This particular piece that you're viewing now has to do with housing and the housing crisis that happened in 2008 that destroyed a lot of human lives, destroyed a lot of problems that people went through, and it's a lot involved, so there's a lot of symbolism that's there with the housing crisis. And so I'm speaking of a lot of issues from migration to the penal system that is happening to America, is the political aspect of things. So my new work has a different view, but also just still very, very, very broad base in regard to making statements.
So it sounds like you would identify yourself as a social justice artist if somebody were to ask you.
I think so, yes. Most of my work is definitely dealing with things that has to do with social justice, things that are not right. So I would say yes, yes. More so than ever now.
Yes. And it sounds like in your, tell me a little bit about your teaching, because it sounds like you've dealt with some students who, you know, have possibly been, you know, at the mercy of some injustices in society.
Yeah, for 10 years, well, even before when I started teaching in Chicago, there was always, teaching has been my heart. I mean, I started at when I was 21, 22 years old teaching. And so I began teaching at a very early age, right out of college. And the kids just really, you know, I guess just resonated with me and became close to a lot of kids. So I always try to help them in many ways, you know. The kids that I work with were always on the edge, meaning that they were between the street, going to jail, or different problems that they might occur, and I was always trying to help them, you know, get past it through art. So when they come to my class, I try to give them that gift of art where they can actually express themselves and express themselves with the possibility of making a living at it and have something to actually look forward to. And I feel that I've helped quite a few of them get through the day, through the evening, through the week, because they were able to actually grasp onto something called art. So that's always been dear to me as well, the educational system. I'm still teaching as well. I've been teaching for the last 30 something years in different school systems, in different places, and different varieties of kids from all over the world. And so I love just trying to help students get past everything that we go through as teenagers.
You must be an amazing mentor to them. I mean, what a role model you must be.
Yeah, well.
We picked one of the painting is right here, right above your head.
Yes.
It's called Tito, and he looks like a student. So
he is
I was just wondering if there was a personal connection between his story, Tito's mm-hmm. story, and the inspiration behind your work.
Yeah, this was done in 2007. Tito was a student I had that we were drawn to each other. I had him in class. He was an artist. He was also in a gang and affiliated with things that were like on the street. So I tried to actually talk with him about a lot of different things. You know, he was in and out of jail and just having problems. And it wasn't just problems because he was out there in the street. It was problems because he just couldn't grasp the fact that, you know, just kind of just settling down and just kind of going through this system in a different way. So unfortunately, Tito passed away, and this is kind of a homage to him because that's kind of his look, as you know, from images that I had from him. And he passed away because he inflicted a wound to himself playing with a gun, something that is just terrible, that, you know, having a gun and not able to use it and use it in a different way, and then shooting himself was a terrible situation. So it really broke my heart and broke a lot of people's heart. And, you know, so this one is a special piece because I do a lot of that. You know, I do a lot of those things that kids speak to me, and I paint them. I give them another spirit or keep their spirit alive.
Yeah, I can, it really, you can feel the emotion from them. They're really very powerful.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
So if we fast forwarded, you know, 5-10 years from now, I mean, your work is just so beautiful. I don't see you in the classroom. I can imagine you're an amazing teacher. But I'm here in your studio, and you have not only your own work, but the work of artists from all over the world.
Yes.
So if you could just tell me, you know, if we fast forward 5-10 years from now, what would you like to be doing?
That's a good question, and of course you never know what the future holds, but I think I can see I'm getting more and more involved with my work. I did, International Visions Gallery has been in existence for the last 18 years, and we're still changing with the times, and now doing more consultant works, more things that are dealing with putting artists in placing where they're in more museums, more commission work. But I'm also very interested in pushing the art, so, you know, I have, you know, their art in different places. For myself, I think I will be working. I always want to work, so I've been working all my life, and I will continue to work as I move forward in life and putting more time into my own work, because there's so much to say. That art right there is from Kazakhstan. I have art from Zimbabwe, Australia, Aboriginal art. So I have an interest in all kinds of different varieties of work, and it actually has helped my life and have my existence in terms of the gifts that they have given me, or the gifts of life from different parts of the world. So my goal is to actually continue to work, and 5 or 10 years from now, my hope is to be working on my work and showing my work more widely in not only the United States, but in internationally. I have a lot of international friends that have invited me to different parts of the world, and I'm looking forward to going there.
Well, that sounds great, but we hope you remember your friends in D.C. because we love your work. And,
thank you.
It's really a pleasure collaborating with you and meeting you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pamela. I appreciate it. Yes.